The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you were considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Oh, great! You're finally home. Didn't you get my text asking you to hurry home? Don't you care about your big sister sitting here waiting for you all alone? I know traffic's bad, but still, you always get home too late, little brother. Especially tonight, of all nights. Well, no, we didn't have plans. At least, not before. We do now. Stop asking so many questions. Put your stuff down and get up here.
You took long enough.
Yes, I am excited. How can I not be? Vacation starts in 2 days. Maybe you'll catch some enthusiasm, Gloomy Gus.
I know. Your girlfriend broke up with you last week. I'm not saying that you need to get over her quickly. Just, it's okay to smile some of the time. And I have just the thing to cheer you up. Helping me.
Seriously, though, I did call you up here for a reason. I do need you in particular.
Well, you see what's hanging up on the closet door right now?
Yeah, swimsuits, all new, bought just for summer.
Well, I mean, I've been working really hard on my self-image this year. This summer is when I finally feel good enough to show off. To be honest, I've never really felt great about my body.
Of course, you've never made fun of me. You never would. You're not a jerk like some guys.
Anyway, the point is, I have this goal in mind. I feel a lot sexier, so I want to wear some sexy swimsuits. That's why I've been buying them this whole year.
Well, a lot were bought on clearance in fall and winter, too. Well, before, I would have had the courage to wear them. Now, though, I think I'm ready. Mostly.
Well, it's a big step, you know? I'm really nervous about this.
Ugh, I know. It's basically a secluded beach, and there's no one there but people we know, but, like, other people do walk by, you know? And there's boats going by.
I'm not looking to charm some random rich dude on a yacht to take me away, you doof. But it would be nice to be someone who's at least a bit distracting, you know?
You're sweet, but you're missing the point. I need you to hang out with me for the next hour or so. I want an honest appraisal of what I'm going to be wearing.
Well, I mean, don't be mean, obviously. Not that you would, but, like, tell me if you think I don't look quite right in the outfit. Like, if it doesn't fit right to you, or you think someone might say something. That's fine, I guess.
Or, if you think I look good in them, like if you saw me on the beach and I wasn't your sister, would you want to be closer to me? Would you want to touch my wet skin? Would you jump at the chance to rub sunscreen on me?
Okay, maybe I did get a little bit specific, but this is important to me. I trust you to be truthful but not mean.
Cool. Go change into something more relaxed. I just ambushed you when you got home. Oh, and I'll get you something to drink too, and a snack. Okay, have a seat and get comfy. I put your drink on the table. Yes, of course I remember what you like. I stopped by the store to get it for you today. You need to reward your little brother when he's doing you a favor, after all. I'm only in the bathroom to get changed. Can't do that in front of you, now can I? Nope. Not even my little brother gets that kind of a free show. Okay. Here's the first one. One piece, not too racy, but, you know, tight. Well, tighter than I'm used to, anyway. The material is kind of thin, too. And I think the color might be a bit see-through when it gets wet. Shit. I shouldn't have worn this in front of you, should I? I mean, it's gotta be showing off stuff you don't want to see. Like my nipples, probably. Am I grossing you out? I hope not. Okay, good. Oh no, you don't have to look away. Especially not if you, like the way I look in it. Hey, it's me, remember? Your big sister? I trust you completely, and I love you first and foremost, so don't worry about things like getting turned on. It's just a natural thing your body does in response to seeing a girl you think is hot. Besides, that's basically a huge compliment if you think about it. Maybe I should be checking out your pants after each outfit. Fine, fine. I'll stop being so inappropriate. Whatever. What do you think? Too much? Not enough? Aw, that's sweet. I'll take that as a yes. Okay, time to change into the next suit. You have to stop being so worried about the little things like checking me out, though. It's going to be a long week for us if you freak out about everything. I mean, since Mom and Dad won't be there, I don't really think I'll be wearing a lot of clothes most of the time. Oh? They didn't tell you? Of course they didn't. So, Mom had some work thing, and Dad decided just to wait and go with her later into the fall. Obviously, we're only getting this time off in the summer, so they told us to just go now. They weren't really okay with me going alone, but since you're there, they're gonna be fine with it. Okay, so ready? This kind of swimsuit is called a bandeau. It's basically a one piece, but without any shoulder straps. It isn't as tight as the last one, but I'm not sure about it. Well, isn't it obvious? My tits are the only thing holding this up. One big wave, and I'm basically topless. Okay. I know. I'm really freaking out over nothing at all. It's really just you that's seeing me, right? Anyway, what do you think? Do I look bad in this? Am I showing off a lot of cleavage and shoulder? Oh, thank you. I mean it. That's a big confidence booster. Okay, time to change into the next one. You still sound kind of worried about what happens if my top slipped. I told you, it's not a big deal to look at me and enjoy what you see.
So, what's bothering you? A third wheel? What? Why? Oh, right. My boyfriend. Well, he won't be coming. Because he isn't my boyfriend anymore. Thanks for worrying. I dumped his ass 2 weeks ago, though. I had one bad night afterwards, and every day after that has been smooth sailing. You know, he saw me buying these outfits all year round, and all he had to say was negative things about them, like implying I'd look awful in them, or I'd never be brave enough to wear them in public, or even that you would make fun of me. See, I told him the same thing. You're not like him. You actually give a fuck about me. You look at me and see something more. Okay, next outfit. All right. I really hope I look good in this one. I think it's super cute. Oh, it's called a tankini. The top is basically a tank top and the bottoms are boy shorts. I really love how it feels kind of natural to wear, but it's still really nice and snug and shows some skin. What do you think? Oh, hang on. Check out the back. You see how the shorts are just short enough that you can see the bottom curve of my ass? I think that's really sexy. Do you? Oh my God, were you paying attention? I was asking you if you thought this made my ass look, you know, sexy. Oh, wow. Great. That's great. I really want to look sexy while I'm with you. Well, I mean, since neither of us have any girlfriends or boyfriends with us, anyone who sees us is going to assume we're together. I don't see it as bad. I mean, I'd be proud to be on your arm. The question is, would it bother you? I mean, we can explain it to people if we want that we're brother and sister, if you want. But I thought with just the two of us, it might be fun to pretend for a bit, you know? Anyway, time to change. So, just to, clear the air, your girlfriend didn't just dump you out of nowhere. I know it felt like that, but she did it because I told her to. Please don't be mad. It was for a good cause. Look, I wasn't going to bring this up, but I think it's important that you know, okay? I wasn't doing it to be mean. She had started hanging out with this other guy. I saw them kissing, but I don't know if they went any further. I told her that if she didn't want everyone to find out what a little slut she was, she'd break up with you. And she did. So that tells you something about what she's really like. Hey, come on. Don't be mad at me. I should have told you the truth, but you're so kind. I was afraid that she'd just apologize and you'd forgive her and then you might take her on vacation. She's exactly the sort of petty person who'd go on a beach vacation and then dump you right after. You know she is. And I know you've been down since she dumped you, but doesn't it feel like a weight has been lifted? You didn't do anything to make her be the way she is. She just took from you attention, money, time, orgasms, but never gave anything back. If she had been half as good as you were in the relationship, I wouldn't have had to say anything to her. I would have let you two be happy together if she had been worthy of you, even though it made me crazy to see you together. Okay, last outfit, big finish time. You're still mad at me, but your brain shut down when you saw me in this, right? This is basically a classic bikini. I'd never have worn this in front of anyone before. Come on. You're so fucking hard right now. Don't look away. Look at me. Drink me in. Think about how these tiny bottoms look painted on. Think about how you can see all of my hips and most of my ass. Think about how you can see the outline of my pussy. It's nice and swollen for you right now. And this top, it's just a few triangles of fabric barely covering my nipples. And you can see them peeking, right? That's right. Just look. My outfit says a lot. It's a statement. And my body says even more. I look better than her, don't I? Did she ever even dress up for you like this? Did she ever get excited just to see you excited? Do you know how fucking hot it makes me when I hear you jerking off at night? Sure, you try to be quiet, but you moan like a slut when you come. Do you really not get how amazing this trip could be for the both of us? It's fate. You know it is. Finally, we're going to be together. Alone. I see how you watch me. Do you really think I leave my door open while I'm changing that much by accident? I mean, sure. I did that a few times, but I saw you standing there out of the corner of my eye. You didn't say anything, so I didn't either. I just kept changing. I don't even know why. No. No, no, no. That isn't true. I do. It's because I knew why you were looking at me. It got me off, and it made me happy. Why? Because I love you, you fucking idiot. Come on, it's me, the only woman who knows you and gets you, the only woman who really loves you. It doesn't matter that I'm your older sister, I want to be your lover. I want to be under you while you stretch me out with your cock. I want your cock in my mouth. I'll show you what a good little slut I can be for you, little brother. And then you can decide for yourself if you still want to be with me in that big beach house all alone. Think of it. A week of me pretending to be your girlfriend. Except I won't be pretending, will I? During the day, we can hang out on the beach. At night, we can go on dates and end up in your bed, just like any other couple. I'll do anything for you. My body is yours, and it's just us. You can fuck me out on the deck. You can call me the filthiest things. You can even take my ass. Let me show you how good I can be. We don't have a lot of time right now before our parents get home, but there is enough time to make you come. Look, you don't have to say anything at all. If anyone walks in, I'll tell them I pressured you into it, blackmailed you even. Of course, I would never do that, but I won't let you get in trouble either. I'm your big sister. I'll always protect you. Here. Let me make it easier for you. I'm just going to bend over my bed like this. You can see my ass. I bet you can see me making the fabric wet and shining too. Mm-hmm. Just take your cock out. That's it. You don't have to do anything more if you don't want to. Start touching yourself. If you want, you can just jerk off and come all over my luscious ass. But why stop there? After all, the only barrier to you being inside your big sister are these tiny bikini bottoms. All you have to do is push that little bit of material to the side and do what comes naturally. There. That's right. Just like that. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Finally. You feel so good. Oh, I needed to feel your cock inside me. You're sweet. No, you really are. But there's no time to be gentle. Just fuck me fast and hard. Oh, fuck. This is even better than I imagined it would be. Yeah, but I saved this pussy for you. Hell, I saved every part of myself for you. I'm not experienced, but we can learn together, right? I'm so willing. I know your ex wouldn't swallow, but I will. She always wanted you to wear a condom. You don't have to with me. But you can't come in me today. Oh, no. That's special. You have to wait until we're together in the beach house for that. Do you really want that? Good. I want that to be motivation. I want you to be thinking constantly about how sweet it will be to come in your big sister's perfectly tight pussy. Yeah. I want you to think about me as much as I'm thinking about you. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm close. Oh, God. Yeah, please. Yeah, please keep fucking me just like that. Fuck. No, you haven't come yet. Okay, it's fine. Come on. No, I'll get on my knees and jerk you off. Okay. Yeah. Do you like looking down at me like this? When we go on vacation, you won't even have to ask. Come on, my tits. Don't worry about it. Just come on me. Make me a fucking mess. Yeah, come on. Yeah, ruin me. Come on. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Come all over my big tits. Oh. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. You came so much. Yeah. I'm just a mess. And it tastes so fucking good too. Oh, God. covered my face and my chest. Didn't you? You must have been really excited for your big sister. I could get used to this.
Shit. That's Mom and Dad pulling into the driveway. I gotta go get cleaned up, but I want you to look at me and remember this. If you let me be your girl on vacation, I'll show you how much I love you. I'll show you over and over again. You can do anything you want to me. And you won't have to pull out next time.